Hello, and welcome to Embrace Relief with Chelsea Winterhaller. I am a certified life coach who helps moms embrace the relief that comes from finding emotional freedom around your child's future. I have had a child die, I have a child who experiences anxiety, and I have a child who lives with a life-threatening allergy. And I used to go at facing it all alone. The worry and fear completely consumed me. Until I found a life coach who would help me process all of the emotions that I was having about my children's futures. I am so excited to help you on this journey and watch you, in turn, help your kid. This is podcast 85, Belief in Yourself. Hello, hello. I am on cloud nine today. I have had a really, really wonderful and revelatory week, and I am just feeling so much gratitude. I'm feeling gratitude for having the opportunity to talk to you right now. I'm feeling gratitude for every aspect of my life. I'm feeling so much gratitude for my health and for the health of my friends and my family members. I just got some of the best news ever about one of my dear, dear friends and her health journey. And I just want to count those blessings. I am so excited to talk to you today about belief and about the power that having belief in yourself can actually add to your life. And we all want more power, right? I know that I do. I want to have a sense of control over things in my life. And as I have been spending so much time just contemplating and in stillness and really reflecting on what I am grateful for lately, I have totally noticed the sense of power come into my life. And I truly think it is just because I am believing that things are possible. So I just want to ask you one thing. What has belief done for you in your life? Maybe belief has helped you lose 5 or 10 or 30 pounds. Maybe belief has helped you find a new friend when you were introduced to a new or different situation. Maybe belief has helped you create something, maybe a piece of art or something in the kitchen, right? Belief allows us to envision things for us that we just never knew were possible, and then actually start taking action toward those things. I really, really believe that when we have this feeling of belief, something really outstanding happens in our lives. We start to take action from the feeling. And I talk about this very, very often. When you are feeling sad, you take actions from that sadness. When you are feeling excited, you do things from that feeling of excitement. Everything that we do in our life comes from a feeling. The feeling happens before. Okay. So I want you to do something with me. I want you to imagine believing that you are going to make the world's best chocolate chip cookie, okay? You truly believe that you can do it. You scour the internet for recipes. You read all of the reviews. You choose the top three recipes and you get to work. You gather the best of the best ingredients, you get out your scale, and you measure each ingredient precisely. Speaking of, if you do not have a kitchen scale, you need to get one. It totally makes all of your recipes turn out way better. You, from this feeling of belief, you double check the temperature of your oven. You weigh your dough on your brand new kitchen scale to exactness. You get out your cookie sheet, and as you place the cookies in the oven, you can actually feel the success. Your mouth might start watering, your nose kicks in, all of your senses start working because you can seriously, palpably feel the success of your cookie. You believe deep, deep, deep down in your core that the cookie is going to turn out exactly as prescribed. Now, this makes sense to you, right? It totally makes sense to me. It's part of why we love cooking. It's almost an instant result to a rather simple effort that we put forth, right? And if we truly believe that we will achieve the desired result of this amazing cookie while we are in the midst of cooking it, right? While we're mixing and measuring and checking temperatures, we enjoy the process. We enjoy it the entire time, not just when we are eating the cookie. And you know what is so interesting to me is even if you fail, you're one step closer to that perfect cookie. The feeling of belief will propel you to again take action towards your goal. You will tweak the recipe, you'll change the temperature of your kitchen, and you'll continue forward all because of the belief. You guys, if this works, which it does, for something as simple as a cookie, why would it not work for your life? I want to scream this from the rooftops. It is possible to enjoy your life along the way simply because of the belief that you have that it will turn out. It is possible. Before you even get to the end, before you even know how everything truly ends out, it is possible to create this life that you get to enjoy along the way before you eat the cookie, before you meet the goal. I promise you, it is completely possible to create the kind of relationship you desire, to create the healthy body you crave, to create the vacation of your dreams, to create the entire, whole, complete, beautiful life that you envision, all through the eyes of belief. Jump in here with me. Just drink the Kool-Aid. My boys have a favorite college football player right now, and his name is Kool-Aid. So we're talking a lot about Kool-Aid in my house, but really just soak this in. Try to recognize that you believing something right now can help you enjoy the process as you work towards your goal. I promise that this works. A few months ago, shared with you that I was putting together an I am list and that I was adding to it each and every day. And my goal was to do this for 30 days. That's how I live my life. I make 30-day goals. I love it. They're pretty much unfailingly achievable because I'm not committing to things for years at a time. And this was something that I committed to do for 30 days. And the beautiful thing is that sometimes when you commit to yourself to do something for 30 days, you keep doing the thing after the 30 days has ended. And this has been that thing for me. I started my I am list December 1st, and I am going on 90 days now of adding to this list. Now, this is not just an affirmation list. I don't want you to jump there. This is a list of, yes, the person that you are right now, but also the person that you believe you can be. So what I want you to do is just start with five things today that you already believe that you are right now. Things that maybe you have noticed about yourself through your life. So it might be, I am compassionate, or I am love, or maybe I am strong in the face of challenges. I am kind. I am a person who encourages others, right? We can come up with at least five I am statements for ourselves. Now, this is where it gets really, really fun. You can go and look at your list and go back between those statements that you know for certain, and you can do something amazing. You can write growth statements or desires that you have. Okay, this is how we increase belief in ourselves. So perhaps you desire to be a person who stops giving up. You would write, I am a person who doesn't quit trying. And you would write that between I am compassionate and I am love. Are you getting this? So when you're reading your list, you're going to read one thing that you know that you are, and the next thing is something that you're desiring to become. Okay, perhaps you desire to change your relationship with someone. You would write, I am a person who learns to love. Isn't that a good one? I love it so much, especially when I'm struggling with someone's choices in my life. I love to say that. I am a person who is learning to love. Or maybe you want to see more joy in your life. You might write something like, I am a person who finds joy through gratitude. Okay, you're simply alternating things that you already believe about yourself with things that you desire to believe. I promise that when you do this, it will become your truth. Actually speaking your I am list, reading through it every day and adding to it will allow you to watch the belief that you have in yourself skyrocket. And not only that, it will also impact your belief that you have in others, your belief that you have in your ability to improve your relationships, to meet your goals. I promise that as you do this, your belief will begin to shape your present moment. And isn't that what we all want? We want to enjoy our life right now as we are living it. I don't want to wait 10 years to start enjoying this process that I'm going through. And you do not have to. You can actually increase your belief in yourself right now so that you can get that goal, so that you can make the best chocolate chip cookie in the whole world and enjoy the process along the way. I can't wait to hear how this goes for you. If this resonated with you today, I want you to do two things. Go to my website and set up a completely free consult. We can talk one-on-one. We can figure out what areas of your life you want to zoom in on and really figure out what emotions are fueling you today. And second, I would love you to share this podcast with a friend. If it resonated with you, it will definitely help them too. I'll see you soon, friends.